This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Right now in the studio, we have Susan Grohman from Food for Thought. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first off, tell us, what is Food for Thought?
Great question. So Food for Thought, we actually started 14 years ago in a church. They wanted to do something a little bit different when reaching out to people that are displaced in our community. So they started a peanut butter and jelly lunch program. Mm. And so what they did was not only pack peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but they wanted to join and have a meal with people and get to know them, get to know their stories and be an encouragement to them. So it started off with making peanut butter jelly sandwiches and doing the outreach on Saturdays. And then from there, it just kind of grew. And today we have now 11 mobile pantry locations. So in addition to doing the lunch program on Saturdays, we want to go out into the community and meet our neighbors throughout Toledo and the region. So we have a mobile food pantry that goes into various neighborhoods, partnered with various organizations, and we meet the food insecurities of those in need.
So when you say you have 11 locations, you mean just locations where you take the food vehicle to those locations? So they're not permanent locations?
Yep. Well, we have the same locations every month. So for example, this Friday we'll be at Augsburg Lutheran Church, and they are always on the second Friday of every month from 10 to 12. So all of our partnered locations will be there every month.
Okay, but you don't have one specific, you don't have specific buildings that you guys own.
No.
So how can people find out where those locations are and when you'll be there?
Yep. So they can go to our website, which is feedtoledo.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We always update people where we're going to be that week.
So then they go, they probably won't get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich anymore, though, right?
Not at the pantries, but they will get one if they volunteer with us or if they want to make a sandwich with us on a Friday or Saturday.
So you are still doing peanut butter and jelly
sandwiches? Yes, we have never missed a Saturday in 14 years.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Well, who would qualify for receiving food from you guys?
Anyone and everyone. So we never turn anybody away. So whether you pull up in your vehicle or you ride your bicycle or you walk to one of our pantries, we will never turn anyone away. So bring an ID with you and we'll just register you in our program, and then you'll receive shelf-stable items, fresh produce, meat. A lot of times we'll have milk, cheese, eggs. So a lot of really great products.
All right, and then do you have a website? Do you got people can find out locations at a website or?
Yep, feedtoledo.org.
All right. So you can't do this on your own because that's a lot of food and a lot of locations that you guys go to. You're in need of some volunteers, I guess.
Always. And that's honestly one of the biggest things that I love about Food for Thought is the people that I get to meet. So we have new volunteers, but we also have, I won't call them old timers, but I'll call them new, like long timers. they have been doing this since day one. So, 14 year volunteers, and, they just show up every Friday, every Saturday. We have a lot of volunteers that show up at our pantries, and it's just really more about connecting with people. So it's really easy to just pack a grocery bag and hand it off. But what we really want is to slow down and get to know what's causing you food insecurity. How else can we help you today?
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
How are some of the ways that you, other ways that you help them out?
So it's really just relationship, right? So the number one thing that we do is relationship with every patron. So last month I was speaking to a lady, and because of pandemic, we were doing a lot of drive-through pantries. So I approached her car, and it was her first visit to the pantry. And I asked her some questions, you know, just to get her information. And when I got to the question of how many people are in your household, she started crying. She said she was by herself. And so I just, I slowed myself down and I asked her if she would like some prayer. And she looked at me and she said yes. So I grabbed her hand, and I know we're not supposed to be touchy-touchy during a pandemic, but in that moment, you know, you can just tell when somebody needs that little extra touch. And so I reached over and I held her hand and we prayed together. And that's really what it's about. So,
I assume you've drifted back away from the drive-through, and you're a little bit more one-on-one with people since things are opening up.
Yep. So a lot of our pantries, we will give people the option if they would like to get out of the car and shop through our food carts. They're more than welcome to do that. Or if they would like to remain in their car and have us pack for them, we're more than willing to do that as well.
So if someone wants to help you guys out, but they just don't have the time to volunteer, what are some other ways they can help you out?
Great question. So they can always donate. So they can go to our website and click on the donate button. Or they can donate items like bottled waters. We could really use bottled waters right now because it's hot.
Hot. And month of the year.
Yes. We always hand out 250 waters every Saturday during our lunch outreach. So that's a lot of water to go through. So we're really looking for some bottled waters. You can donate peanut butter, shelf-stable items. If you are donating jelly, we only receive strawberry or grape. That seems to be the popular jelly flavors when making peanut butter sandwiches. Apparently, orange marmalade does not make the cut.
I wouldn't take it.
And then canned items. Just whatever. You know, we also have a list on our website as well of items that you can donate.
And where would they take those to?
They can take it to our warehouse, which is located at 3350 Hill Avenue. But they should call us first because we're not always in there. So it is, the hours do flex.
All right. So bottled water, the big focus right now, understandably so. So if people want to volunteer,
They can actually call me, which is 419-215-4477. Or they can email me at susan@feedtoledo.org.
And for all the information for everything available at your website?
Website, Facebook, Instagram, yep.
All right. And the website again?
Feedtoledo.org.
All right. And when's the next couple food drives you got coming up?
Yes. So we do have one this Thursday at Waite High School. We will be there on the Morrison Drive side of the building. And we'll be there from 4 to 6, and then we will be at Augsburg Lutheran Church on Friday from 10 to 12.
All right. Susan Grohlman from Food for Thought, thank you so much for coming in this morning and
for
what you do.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
That's neat, keeping that peanut butter and jelly sandwich tradition continuing. That's awesome.